KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Carlos Metcalf, a.k.a. Carlos the Rollerblader, is a Black queer creative. He's recently putting his creative energy into community organizing, rollerblading, and stand-up comedy. His latest project is the Free Advice Hotline, which has received press from Willamette Week and filmmaker Drew Bacharach, and so many more. Welcome, Carlos.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
This is where I wish we had the psychic powers that we could just show people the posters that I've seen around town, that others have seen around town.
Just hoping that everybody has seen the posters around town. They have gotten quite a bit of of love from Portland, which you know, I'm really enjoying, and I'm sure other people are enjoying as well.
I know I enjoyed it. I mean, we were digital acquaintances on the Facebook, but coming in to the station, saw this poster of this adorable Black face and a smirk, kind of cuddly puppy sort of a smirk.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of colors and buttons and sparkles and saying Free Advice Hotline. You, something like, you don't have anybody else to talk to, call Carlos.
Yeah, that's it. I had somebody describe me as a walking wholesome meme the other day.
Oh,
and I was
that
just like,
sounds harsh.
No, it was, I think,
I mean, it's nice.
It's accurate.
When you think about it,
it's accurate.
It's like, you walking happy meme.
Yeah. No, I'm carefree. I'm wholesome. No regrets. You know, that's my MO these days.
You're wholesome. I feel like that could be a separate subject altogether.
Yo, perhaps.
Well, what inspired you to have this hotline? We've talked a little bit about it before we snuck in here. Mm-hmm. You want to elaborate on what inspired you?
Sure. So the hotline was birthed out of me having a lot of free time, and B, I was lost on what to do in our political climate. I didn't really know how to connect, you know, because I don't have a whole lot of money. I don't really have a whole lot of resources for me to put out into the world as far as like donating and like giving people Lyft rides or giving people rides to, you know, in and out of places for their safety or what have you. So I had a lot of free time and I was just like, okay, I have the willingness to talk to people. Like, the least I can do is listen. It was going to be free drunk advice at first. It was going to be free drunk advice.
So what you're insinuating is that you're sober while you're answering the phone.
Generally, but not always.
Okay, fair enough.
In fact, last Friday I had to make a post where somebody called and was just like, hey, Carl. I was just like, hey, I'm just going to let you know I'm drunk. I'm real drunk. And, you know, I just, that, it happens, you know. And it was a Friday. It was a Friday when I put that PSA out, like, hey, all hotline calls will be inebriated from this point forward.
I think that's fair. Fair warning.
Yeah.
You might not get the Carlos you're expecting. It'll be the Carlos that you need, but not the one that you're expecting.
There you go. And see, like, that's what a lot of people call, and they're like, is this real? You know, or like, is this, are you going to give me real advice or good advice? And it's just like, you call and you kind of get what you get. Although I do my best with every call. You know, I really do try to give a quality experience.
Quality experience. I know that you're real, but when I saw the poster, I did think, is this for real? And even as we sit here now, I'm looking at you like, is this for real? Like, I would like to advance the story and sit next to you during this hotline call now that I know it's real, because there were free advice hotlines. I don't know if there are anymore. We can get to that in a second, but like, that I just want to know that this still is around, that there are numbers you can call and that anybody can call and get advice. Like, I just had flashbacks to so many 800-888 numbers of yesteryear where you could waste hours just talking on the party line. And money.
Yeah, those are scams.
And money. Yes, yes.
I'm a real giggling human. And it's expanded. It's not even just a phone call now. You know, you can text the hotline, and people have even messaged the Facebook page that I have as well. I have people from France messaging me now.
What are they talking to you about?
Hotline stuff. You know, they just call and...
What is hotline stuff, though? Let's get specific.
Whatever personal things they're going through.
In France, and they're calling you going, wambulance.
Basically.
Wambulance.
You know, like, I have a problem. Carlos, can you help me? And it's just like, yeah. But in this case, I had a gentleman from France, from Normandy, France, message me on Facebook, A, to see if I was real, B, there was an appearance I made, my poster made an appearance on a meme page that had like some 18,000 members, where people got into an argument about protecting me. And I'm like, you know, this is completely unbeknownst to me. But as the dude in France let me know about this Facebook page where people were arguing about whether or not to share my information because they wanted to protect something so pure. This is like...
I also had that thought. I was like, I had that feeling come over me and I saw the poster. I was like, well, I wanted to tape over the number or text you and be like, did you know that there's this poster review on here? Did you do this? Mm-hmm. Like, you do realize your number is right here for everyone to see on right. Sandy Boulevard.
Right. I had to go into that group as well as, you know, demystify, you know, in other places. But I had to go into this group and be like, hey, no, it's okay. I did this completely intentionally. You know, everybody calm down.
Everybody calm down. This puppy face can take care of themselves.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm a functioning adult.
Just, you know what? It's just that we haven't seen the party line, a real true, like they happened and then immediately capitalism took over and then there was like the $8.99 a minute things and then there was like the talk shows that were fake talk shows. So it does seem kind of like, to borrow a phrase, the unicorn of cathartic safe spaces.
It doesn't help that I do frequently sport a unicorn onesie.
Does it not help?
It totally doesn't. And the Comic Sans on the poster probably doesn't either, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
It's perfect, obviously. Rollerblading, compassionate, pure unicorn. Unicorn is just interested in helping you feel better. So what are the gamut of conversations that you're getting in the course of a week or something?
So this week has actually been really tough. A lot of people have been bringing more serious topics to me. But generally, my very first call was a young woman who was on vacation. And she was like, I'm lactose intolerant. I am in this place once a year, you know, sometimes less frequently. Do I eat this pizza? It's really expensive. And I was just like, yeah, go for it.
That's what I would call about. Yeah. I wouldn't want to burden you with like an actual real problem, but I might. But, you know, we'll pretend not to know each other. But I'd probably be like, Carlos, sourdough or wheat?
And then I would ask, what depends on the sandwich.
Bon mi sandwich. Can you get that in sourdough?
Sourdough. Okay. Sourdough, yeah. Wheat would be a little underwhelming, I think. You know, I'm not a bon mi expert or anything, but
okay. I think I actually want to pretend that we're on the hotline. Can we do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I go, bring, 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 bring.
Yeah, and I have to put my phone voice on. Go, hi, this is Carlos the Rollerblader. What can I do for you?
Oh, that's good. It's really good. Yeah. Okay. I think, how's it going? It's really complex, Carlos. I'm in the news pretty deep, and I don't know what to do about it. The weight of perfection is upon me.
Oh, I know that.
And I'm not really sure how to represent and not represent. What do I do, Carlos?
That's a really tough one. First, I have to ask you, you know, we actually can't do this on the air.
I know. See, that's how I got you. So we're going to, pencil in time for me to actually just...
Please do. And, you know, I'd like to tell my friends and people that I do know, like, you don't have to pretend that you don't know me. Like, you can call me and say your name.
So our friends are calling you?
Oh, yeah. I had one day where I posted on my personal Facebook, like, hey, I know that I am launching this hotline thing for strangers and what have you, but if my friends want to call, if you want to call me, that's fine, too. And I had 5 people call that day and just, like, talk my ear off about, you know, all sorts of stuff. And so, like, that's open as well. And I don't mind that.
There's something really special about this free hotline because you're so transparent about the fact that you are a human being who is literally just answering this call, you know. I think somebody asked me, is Carlos a therapist? Is Carlos a licensed, you know? And I said, no, like, look at the poster. There's nothing that says this person, like, I'm here to help. I'm a bona fide, whatever. It's really just like, this is a number that you can call if you're really frustrated, depressed, overwhelmed, stuck on what to eat at dinner, upset over what was in your coffee. And I'm really just going to talk to you that's it. There's something really special about that allows people to be seen. Have you had that kind of feedback?
Oh, definitely.
On the phone?
I actually had an interesting conversation on Tuesday with a woman in Pittsburgh about a building that she had just bought. She's, you know, a fledgling business owner, and she wanted affirmation about this business, about this building that she had bought. So that was she didn't really need advice per se, but she just wanted to hear a positive voice about this wonderful decision that she'd made about improving her community. So, you know, that was that kind of conversation I really enjoy.
That's wonderful. Holding a space for people to feel visible and seen. It seems like it's half the battle right there. So how did rollerblading factor into this
That is
what's up with that? So, how do you do it and where? I just gave you five questions. My first thought was just how awful the streets are.
No, actually, the streets are, well, they're awful now. But right. It gives me a good chance to be on my toes, literally and figuratively, with all the potholes. You know, I can practice some tricks. It's whatever. shout out to Brandon Lyons, who runs, he's a local comic. He runs the Brody open mic, comedy open mic downtown. And he actually just gave it to me. I was going up to do my very first open mic back in September, and he was just like introducing Carlos, the rollerblader, and it just stuck. Yeah. And I'm just, I'm the kind of rollerblader where I go into places and I don't really take them off.
So it's
I just showed up to the open mic with rollerblades on.
You're a transformer, but not just, the rollerblades just don't come off, though. That's the only caveat.
Like grocery stores, you know, going to get lunch, going for meetings.
One ever tells you to take them off. They don't like, you can't rollerblade in here, sir.
People
person.
Do sometimes, and I will, you know, be sort of assertive back, like, I'm not disrespecting you or your business. I'm very respectful, and I walk, you know, and I don't, like, zoom around corners in the grocery store. I'm not zipping around to get my rice or anything. I just, you know, keep it calm and just keep a good pace, and that's that.
All right. I understand you have a goal of being a voice actor or going into that.
True.
So how do all these creative pursuits support that?
Between stand-up comedy, the hotline, doing things like this, being on a radio station, and even, even the hotline, I love using my voice and I love speaking, and so all of those things do converge on practice, basically, practicing using my voice to one day, hopefully, my big goal is to be the Joker on a Batman cartoon. Hopefully.
That would be wonderful.
That's pinnacle.
I could also see you as the Riddler.
Oh, also that.
That would be really...
That would be good.
Selfish motives to see you as a Riddler. I don't know if I could really help with that at all, but we'll see what life throws us. You know?
I mean, here we are.
A big executive comes in and we're like, I'm looking for an African-American Riddler. I'm like, I have your person.
Yeah.
I have your person. What kind of spirited, surprising things are happening in your life right now, given that there's seems to be like five really awesome, engaging creative pursuits you've got?
Yeah, well... Drew Bacharach, who you mentioned in my intro, he launched this campaign to basically get me some new skates, some new, really beautiful, wonderful skates, and they came in the mail yesterday.
Wait, so describe these skates, because people in the audience they can't see you or your style of dress or
Idea of skates. So I'm a colorful person, and I'm wearing my Carlos the Rollerblader vest right now. I have... custom patches coming soon, actually, to get on the vest by a local graffiti artist, Bonzo. But anyway, these I'm going to try to appeal to people who don't know skates and people who do. They're going to be Saba. They're Saba FR2 84s.
This is serious.
It's for real. And they have custom rails, a custom kit on them, so that I can do freestyle and aggressive. They're hot pink and black with two blue wheels in the middle and two pink wheels on the outside. And they're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. They almost brought a tear to my eyes.
I was going to say, did you cry?
A little bit. A little bit.
I rollerbladed for a tiny bit.
If I had a dollar for every time I've heard this.
I know, but I was in a really crappy small town with no really good roads. And I got a lot of crap for a lot of just like really, how dare you rollerblade when they're skateboarding?
Absolutely.
And I just like things with wheels.
Yeah.
And so... I would go into like abandoned buildings, and that was fun and easy because the concrete is so smooth. You could just kind of pour all over and, you know, jump stairs and like rail and things like that. But it was a lot of work to find that perfect slab of concrete.
Yeah.
And then I decided to become a writer. And how about when we're going to be wrapping up here in just a minute. A final question that I have. How long do you think you'll have this hotline?
As long as I can stand to. It hasn't been too frustrating or too draining or too taxing in any way. I can handle it. I keep really good boundaries about what I'm doing, what I'm capable of. So it's until I get too busy to keep it up or until something better comes along. Maybe, you know, doing – I've been pitched to do a Hotline radio show, actually, by a couple stations, rather. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But for right now, I'm chilling.
Cool. Well, everybody definitely Facebook Carlos the Rollerblader. He's got lots of performances coming up. Do you want to give folks the number really quick before we close?
Yeah, I was going to ask. So the number, if you ever want to call, I keep my hours the same every day, 971-266-0299 anywhere in the continental U.S. From 4 to 8 every day, and that's Pacific time, West Coast
time.
Awesome.
Thank you, Carlos, so much for gracing our studio with your sparkling essence.
Thank you for having me and for all the glorious compliments.
You bet. Anytime.